B-Pod Studios.
Hey, come on, wake up, it's time.
Hey, wake it up, wake it up.
Wake it up.
Wake up!
It's Wednesday.
Is it?
Is it?
It's Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Up yours.
Oh, you are so not a morning person.
Not without my...
Not without my...
Coffee?
Not without...
My coffee!
Where's my coffee?
Happy hump day.
It's time!
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. It's Wednesday morning, and it's wet out there this morning.
Yeah.
Be sure you send your kids off to school with some kind of a, you know, rain slick or something so they can lose it later today, because the rain's going to stop, and they won't need it this afternoon
because
it's going to be very warm. So they can, you know, they can leave it at school.
Make sure it's a Burberry.
Yep. Yes. Make sure it's a Burberry and make sure that they leave one on the bus. Okay. So we got that coming up for you today. Other things we have today. Well, let's start with dirty laundry. What are we going to do?
Oh, guess who's in town today? Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman signing autographs before their court case today. I find that to be, I don't know, in bad taste.
Are they really?
Yeah.
A scheduled thing?
No. Like signing autographs, like on the way to
for their adoring fans.
Like for their adoring fans.
Sure. Yeah. I guess their former co-stars are standing by them.
Well, yeah, I'd stand by you if you were involved in a major scandal.
Yeah, from a distance.
Yeah, I'd be like, sure, that's a good guy.
You stand by me pointing. Say, I told you so.
But at dinner parties, I'd be like, he really was something else.
Okay, so we got that coming up today.
I'd like to hear a conversation why one spent $15,000 and the other $500,000.
Yeah,
the $500,000 ones must have been really dumb, those kids.
Or just loved more.
There's the argument right there.
Okay, we got, so things are looking pretty good for Mick Jagger, I guess.
I guess. You know, I mean, I don't know. Anybody else but Mick Jagger, everyone would be like, there'd be prayer circles and people would be very worried. But everyone's like, okay. Yeah, he's fine, Mick Jagger.
Don't worry about a thing.
He's just going to run across the stage often and, have, you know, sleep with 20-year-old girls. Yeah. And you're a great heart candidate. I don't know, it's weird.
He's been... obviously working out.
Yes.
He doesn't need to lose weight. That's for sure.
No, that's very true.
Okay, so all of this is coming up this morning. Plus, we got Win a Grand in 60 seconds coming up in just about 12 minutes right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
You know, it's an amazing thing when we all start doing things like home improvements.
Right.
And we go into these projects, we have absolutely no idea what to expect. So LBF decides, okay, it's about time we get the shingles on the house.
We're talking cedar shingles,
okay?
And the house is from 1876, and they just need to be done. I want it to
the siding, right?
Siding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, the whole house.
Plus the garage.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And so I had a contractor come over, and he spent, I mean, my gosh, 2.5 hours measuring and doing math.
Yep.
And I know why we spent a lot of time doing math. So this is when you know this is going to get interesting, is when the contractor comes into your house with a folder and says, so what do you think, what's your guess is what it's going to be? And I'm like, I'm guessing?
He's like,
I just want to see.
Thus.
It's almost like you wanted to say, I just want to see your face when this happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that brings us to contractors high low. Now we have contractors standing by online. Okay. So what's your guess? What do you think the final bill is going to be, sir?
I'd probably say remove them, put it back, replace them. You're probably... $12,000, $13,000, $14,000.
Okay, great.
Too low. Whoa. Thanks a lot. Okay, contractors high low. You got a number for us?
Yeah, I got 8,000.
8,000. 8,000.
Okay. You should get his number.
I know.
Too low.
Too low. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning, contractors high low game. You got a number for us?
I'm going to say $22,000.
$22,000. Okay.
Well, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah, that's 22, that's higher than that.
It's a little high, but
highest one we've gotten so far.
Too low.
Too low.
I said 22.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Contractors high low. How you doing? What do you got for us? What's your number?
$32,000.
$32,000. That's pretty high, but you know what?
That's a lot of money, but
it's still too low.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, contractors high low game. What do you got? What's your number?
I got $40,000.
$40,000.
Oh, that is a pricey.
Well, that's a big
that's a
number,
guess,
but let
you
me
know
say
what?
That's
too low.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Well,
so I mean, this guy must have just wanted you to guess because he's more saying, "You won't believe how much this is going to cost."
I think even he was surprised.
Yeah, right.
Contractors Hotline. This is Bob. Bob, what do you got for us at a guess here, Bob? Bob.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, what do you say, Bob?
I said 36,000.
36,000. Sorry, Bob. Yeah. That's too
still
low.
Still too low.
Wow. Okay. Right. Have a great day. Thanks for calling this morning. Okay.
High mark is
we got
40.
Wow. Brian's online. Hey, Brian, what do you say?
72,500.
72,500. You know
wow.
what?
Hey, Brian, you know.
You're still too low.
Wow. Unbelievable. Okay.
A $1, Bob.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No,
well,
wish.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day. Okay.
Are these gold shingles? I am. 72,000 is still too low?
It's still too low.
It's still too low. Do you want to know what the price was?
Okay.
Do we have anybody else guessing?
Absolutely.
Well, I can't believe we haven't gotten a contractor that's willing to gouge you the amount that this guy's quoted you.
Okay, all told. And you know, like they add everything up, like the dumpster and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
But the job
is
$110,000 and $110,000, basically.
You have to be.
Oh, my.
You can't be serious.
$110,000,
$322,000.
What? And
36 cents.
No kidding.
Wow.
Were you laughing this hard yesterday?
You know what's funny is, like, game face is hard.
Yeah, right?
I was like, well, first he's like, so what do you think it's going to be? I just want to know what you're thinking. I'm like, well, I don't want to play this game. Just tell me what it is. And he gives me the number, and I said, I didn't think it was going to be that much, but okay, you know what I'll just do is figure this out and talk to my husband about it. And I'm like,
we'll laugh at you, and then we'll have some drinks.
And then I'll
I was actually so upset I didn't have a drink.
Whoa!
How much is it to side your house with just plywood?
I just don't understand.
Really. Like, unbelievable.
I don't know. So anyway, guess what? Sorry, neighbors. You're going to be looking at my house like the way it is for a long time.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WRMR.
105.7 WRMR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And I don't know if you've heard the news about Mick Jagger. He's going to have the surgery on Friday in Manhattan. But it looks to me like this has inspired a whole new medical procedure. Have you heard about it?
No, let's hear it.
Check this out.
New from Big Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices comes the most... That's right. Start it up. And it'll never stop. Guaranteed to keep blood pumping through your veins for up to 10 more tours. Or, well, you'd die. But you won't. Because it's the new Mick Jagger Heart Valve. Start it up. Ask your doctor if you can have one today.
Thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Hey, speaking of Mick, nobody's gotten to the bottom of the Fleetwood Mac thing yet, right?
I think Stevie Nicks was sick, and I blame it on Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you very much. Now, in the meantime, the Hankster is here, and there must be something going through the clubhouse, too.
Yeah, do you want the good news or the bad news?
Go ahead and give us the bad news.
All right, the bad news is the Red Sox lost 1-0 to the Athletics. The good news is Chris Sale pitched 6 innings, gave up 1 run.
Yep.
Pretty good. He only struck out 1 batter.
Yep.
That's not good for somebody with his velocity. Problem was Xander Bogaerts, with 1 out in the 9th, he hit a double to right center field. Potential tying run.
Yep.
Tried to stretch it into a triple.
Yep.
Out at third.
Yep.
Nathan Eovaldi starts tonight in Oakland. Jake DeBrusk, 2 goals. Bruins, 1 in Columbus, 6-2. Brad Marchand had a goal and an assist. He reached the 100-point level for the first time ever. Bruins clinched the second seed in the Atlantic Division. Celts in Miami tonight. And Oklahoma City star Russell Westbrook.
Shouldn't be that
hard to pronounce. He recorded just the second 2020 triple-double in NBA history. 20 points, 20 rebounds, 21 assists.
Who was the first?
Will Chamberlain, the only
Will Chamberlain, huh?
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That is amazing.
He has another record, too, I heard.
Yep. Well, I don't know if Russell can top that.
I think that record was something north of 10,000.
I think that's going to stand up straight for a long time.
Thank you very much.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lorne, LBM, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, so where's this marathon and when's it going to be going?
Okay, there's a 57-hour marathon, 22 movies, Marvel movies, at Revere. Showcase Revere?
Showcase Revere,
and
yeah.
And that's happening
April 20, yes. April 23rd through April 25th. Yep. And it's all leading up to the release of the new Marvel
movie. Avengers. Now,
they even have food breaks in this thing, right?
They have food breaks, right?
For $90, you get a ticket to this. There's food breaks. They have showers available.
Okay.
Get out.
And they're those seats are really comfortable.
Yeah, you could probably, if you sleep.
You can sleep in those.
Catch a nap or something.
Right, there's a couple of horrible Marvel movies out there.
Yeah, but it's all 22 all in a row.
That's pretty awesome. That's a long
pretty
time.
Crazy.
I love movies and TV, but that seems excessive.
That's a little over the top. Yeah.
But I've watched a lot of TV in one sitting.
Like binge watching.
Yeah, I'd say like a good, I've probably done 12 hours.
Have you really?
I didn't have a child. I was married, but you know, no kids, and it was Alias, and it was a marathon of Alias on New Year's Day. What else do you do?
I know.
I mean,
because when you get like a full set of something for Christmas and then you have a break.
Right. Yep.
So we did an entire, I think we probably went 2 days straight watching Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
We got because we got the Sex in the City pack, but we also got a really giant novelty tin of popcorn.
Oh,
so it was perfect.
Right.
It was really perfect.
Yeah, I was going to say, I watched the Red Sox World Series game for like 5 hours, but the Sex in the City thing, I might be able to get to.
You're talking about the 19-inning game in the World Series.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a long time.
That's a long time.
Let me see. Hi, what do you got for us here this morning?
When I was young, I was about 17 or 18, I was trying to get in the Guinness World Book of Records. I was thinking I would eat chicken every day.
Yeah.
And I did it for like a little over a year.
What?
And then I ended up looking at the real Guinness book, and it was a gentleman that had eaten fish every day for about 70 years. So
you looked that up pretty late.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that the only thing you ate?
Yeah, no, but I made sure I had at least one piece of chicken every day, and it was a little over a year. And I used to love chicken, and by the end, not so much.
Not so much. Okay, so Lisa, what is the one thing you've done for the longest period of time?
The breast cancer 3-day, 60 miles.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's
wow.
A great
okay,
one.
Yeah.
That's a great one. How'd you feel afterwards?
I felt great, actually. It was really fun. I had a lot of blisters on my feet, but they trained us to have like two pairs of sneakers. We switched off. We had a camp overnight. We walked from Leominster to Boston.
Wow.
That's excellent. That's
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, so Andy, what did you do?
I played 50 holes of golf on my 50th birthday.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, so that's three
separate golf courses, too.
Wow.
And one of them, I don't know if you know, you're familiar with Millwood and Framingham?
Yeah, yeah.
It's only 14 holes, so it made it exactly 50 holes. I didn't have to play the extra four.
Okay. Well, pretty thanks, good. Call, man. Have a great day.
That takes a lot of balls.
Yeah, it does.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem walks into $3 Dewey's and notices that Ephus has a troubled look on his face.
Say, Ephus, you sure got a troubled look on your face. What's the problem?
Oh, it's Effie.
Uh-oh. What's up?
Well, she's got a big birthday coming up, and she's been dropping some hints. Last night, she said she's sure hoping for something high quality that'll last a lifetime.
Oh, boy. You really think you can afford that?
Well, that's the problem. Do you know how much a good tattoo costs these days?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
I didn't realize this until LBF just told me this morning, just a few minutes ago, because I was thinking, well, we just got a rate hike a year ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Netflix going up again.
What?
Yeah. It's driving me crazy.
Get this. Didn't we just get a rate hike a year ago?
I think so. They're just raising the prices every 2 seconds. Didn't Hulu just lower a price? I was kind of excited, but you have to deal with commercials. Anyway, it's going to be for, I think, the stuff we like. Was just streaming $16.
Well, of course,
bucks
they only raise the price on the stuff you like.
I know. If you want to get the DVDs sent to you in the mail,
Jeez,
remember those?
Maybe I'll go back to those days.
Yeah, so $16 a month. If I add it up, all the things that I subscribe to just sit on the couch and watch TV.
You would be horrified.
I think I would be horrified, yeah, which is why I don't add it up. It's like why I don't add up calories. I would be horrified.
So like Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, like all of those things?
Yep. Yep, Hulu, and then cable.
So you add that into the cable.
And then...
That's a holy cow.
Because you've done that without cutting the cord.
Right, exactly.
No,
I know.
I'm doing
like,
it all.
Okay. Yeah, no, not
I just
smart.
Want all the channels.
But the thing is that like... Before, we used to be able to, because my job is to watch TV, bonus! And used to be able to write those things off in taxes.
That's right, because, you know, basically, you're like a critic.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the job.
Yeah, so Brian Bell told me something that was pretty sad today.
You talk about not adding everything up, so I was inspired by our tax chat yesterday. So I went home yesterday and I said, I'm going to do my taxes.
Right.
Hey, so I sat down.
How'd it come out?
And I have some advice for everybody. I sat down and did everything. It is much simpler.
It is, yep.
I will give them that.
Okay.
It was much simpler because then they show you the stuff and, you know, business expenses.
Can't do it.
Didn't have to enter any of that. That's what usually took a long time to write all that stuff down because we all spend our own money for
create
our jobs.
A narrative that doesn't
Everybody.
Exist.
That's not true. I mean, I had some very legitimate things in there. Some that were maybe in a gray area. But... This year, doesn't matter. Can't write any of that stuff off.
Can't write anything off.
Yeah, so I did my taxes, and basically what I got back as a refund last year, I now owe this year.
That's pretty much what everybody's saying.
So you're actually paying even more for Netflix.
So, yeah.
You know you're right.
Right.
Yeah, you're right
so
about
it's like
that.
A real hike.
So my advice to everybody is... don't do your taxes.
Excellent
awful.
Advice.
It's really awful.
Excellent advice. Thank you very much.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, your 7:45 Dirty Laundry. Why celebrities should not go to prison. The Little Mermaid. But first, guess what? Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are in town today to face federal indictment charges they paid lots of money to somebody to bribe coaches to have their kids go to subpar schools. I'm just saying. All right, we're all thinking it at this point. But anyway, Lori Loughlin, Megan Johnson from People Magazine, who we love, went to go scout her out. Lori Loughlin apparently flew private plane with her husband to Boston. She was outside of her hotel room, chatty, willing to sign autographs, pose for photos, signed about 15 to 20 autographs. I guess one fan was a very big fan of Rad, the 1986 biker movie.
Yeah.
Well, I missed that
BMX movie. It's awesome.
Friends say that she's very stressed out. Who wouldn't be? I mean, what do you wear to a federal indictment? and so Olivia Jade, her daughter, is not talking to her. And that's, I mean, that I think is kind of sad because you know you don't want your daughter.
The daughter's not talking to her.
No, because she's mad. Really hurt her brand, Mom.
Yeah, Mom.
So the YouTube thing and everything—it's kind of crazy. No word on Felicity Huffman. Yeah,
oh,
I know.
That was evil to say.
Meanwhile, Candace Cameron Bure and Jodie Sweetin have Lori Loughlin's back. They were on the Today Show, and this is what they had to say.
You know, it's too personal to us, and we would never want to talk about someone that's such a dear and close friend, but I think I've already said that we are family, and we stand by each other and pray for each other, and we'll always be there for each other.
That's nice.
That's okay, nice. I hear what you
I mean,
say.
That's nice. That's a nice thing. Yeah. I mean, they obviously did something very bad, but it's nice that these people are going to stand by their friend. I guess they're just going to answer to some charges today. It's not going to be anything big, but, you know, there'll be a media scrum outside the courthouse. I don't know.
You can't leave the country.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I really am super annoyed when celebrities go to jail because, especially reality TV people when they go to jail, because they treat it like a country club. Mike, the Situation.
From Jersey Shore. One of my all-time favorites.
The fact that you just rolled off your tongue that you know about Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
He's having the time of his life in prison, apparently. Snooki, remember Snooki?
Oh, Snooki, yeah.
What a class act that one
there's
was.
There's another bright one.
This is what she had to say about Mike's little stay in the joint.
Mike's having the time of his life. It's like he's in a senior home. He's playing bingo.
What?
He's helping people recover in jail. We all talk to him through an email. So I talk to him like once a week. He's in the gym a lot, so he's probably going to come out ripped. You know, he's not going to be BDS anymore. Big Daddy said she's going to have his probably six-pack again. But he's doing good in there, which thank God, because, you know, we were all nervous.
What?
Well, I mean, so he's hitting the gym. There's probably laundry, but I don't think there's tanning.
Yeah, no tanning.
This is the same thing as Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey. She went to prison for tax evasion, and she came out like a yoga guru. I mean, and jacked. It's just, it blows my mind. Yeah. So I know that's not the way.
What else you got to do? I don't know.
It's not the way it is for regular people.
Hey, give them a
really
stick
bothers me.
With a pointy thing on the end of it and send them out on 128.
Right. There's that,
you know what
too.
I'm saying?
I don't know. Some of them shouldn't have pointy things.
Oh, that's probably right.
Okay.
Shiny and objects and pointy objects.
Finally, a little good news. Lea Michele from Glee is starring in a live version, film version, of the Little Mermaid concert. It's going to be... it's going to be live at the Hollywood Bowl May 17th to 18th, but it's going to be filmed, so we're going to be able to see it. And Harvey Fierstein is Ursula, because he likes to play the ladies.
Oh, that's
Cheech Marin. Marin?
Cheech Marin?
Marin as Chef Louie. Peter Gallagher from Center Stage, one of my favorite movies, as King Titan. And that's what's going on, and that's kind of fun. I just think that any live version of The Little Mermaid is... something I'm going to DVR.
Well, okay. Thank you very much.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s
and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Everybody feeling ready?
I'm feeling
excited.
Ready.
Excited? Okay.
I'm excited.
I need to give away $1,000. Come on, come on, come on. It's like burning a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, come on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds with a gentleman named Don Smith. Ha ha, likely name. Dom Smith is a letter carrier, claims to be a letter carrier from Marlboro, Massachusetts. Let me check. Don, are all of these things true?
Yeah, I'm from Marlboro, but I deliver in Natick.
Okay.
Well, so here's the deal. Oh, your phone's buzzing a little bit.
Are you on a speaker?
It's raining.
No.
Okay.
Okay, now here's what's going to happen. I believe you're the only second postal employee we've ever had. Playing Win a Grand.
Yes, hopefully he's more Cliff Clavin than the last guy.
Yeah, okay, so here's the deal. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You're going to have 60 seconds to give us 10 correct answers. Remember, you can say pause at any time. Do not waste too much time because the buzzer will kill you if you do. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Let's do this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Win a Grand in 60 seconds is on the air.
What color traffic light means go?
Green.
What's 11 minus 10?
One.
Finish this slogan. America runs on...
Duncan.
How many items in a baker's dozen?
13.
What kind of car was the time-traveling vehicle in the Back to the Future movies?
DeLorean.
Who is Barbie's boyfriend?
10.
What soccer player was named Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine in 2015?
Halo.
What band sings Can't Fight This Feeling?
REO Speedwagon.
True or false, every Bic ballpoint pen can produce at least a mile of writing before it runs out.
I'm sorry, somebody's going by. Could you repeat that?
True or false, every Bic ballpoint pen can produce at least a mile of writing before it runs out.
True.
Harvey Dent is the real name of this Batman comic villain.
Who was that again?
Harvey Dent is the real name of this Batman comic villain.
Green Goblin.
Oh,
oh,
wow. You know what I thought?
You were outstanding.
You were outstanding. But you
eight.
Pele, that's...
Eight, right.
That's a... Yeah, he's not...
That's
I think
a throwback.
He
might be.
It is a throwback.
The soccer...
They were walking by with all these...
All right, what soccer player was named Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine? David Beckham. And
Beckham.
Harvey Dent is the real name of Two-Face in the
Green
Batman.
Goblin, that's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Nice try.
But you did great.
Spider-Man, Green Goblin, I can understand confusion there. Okay, we got a we have a prize for you, consolation prize. Pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. You're going to love this. It's a great show.
Ooh.
June 19th, Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now, livenation.com.
And listen, you can take that dolphin you've got with you.
Hey, Don, I want you to have a very gruntled day, okay? Okay, take care of yourself.
Have a good one. Stay dry.
Okay. Anybody else, if you think you'd like to play this game and you think you can win the $1,000 of Century Bank, you got to prove it. Log on to WROR.com and go ahead and register, and you could be playing and winning right here at WROR. So one of the great April Fool's pranks that was pulled on April Fool's Day was pulled by the BBC. When they went on and announced that a heavy frost in Italy, a late frost in Italy, was going to endanger the spaghetti crop.
Oh, really?
From the spaghetti trees.
Oh, yeah,
and people
were
trying to contact the BBC to find out exactly where they could get a spaghetti tree and start growing their own spaghetti. And that brings up today's topic about spaghetti.
You're doing it wrong. Okay. So it is Prince Spaghetti Day today.
Right.
So it's Wednesday. This is an appropriate topic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I make spaghetti all the time, but I never really thought about what spaghetti goes best with what sauce, because I just thought, whatever, it's spaghetti or it's penne or rigatoni or blah, blah, blah.
Pastas, different types of pastas.
Well, I found out that different types of pastas go better with different types of sauces, and I'm going to share that information with you because I'm nice. So spaghetti, luckily, works with tomato-based sauces the best.
Like spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, well, just spaghetti and marinara. That's fine.
Yeah,
just a tomato-based sauce. Linguine and angel hair pasta are also good with those choices. So that's, you're good. Angel hair pasta, I did not know this, is the best option for seafood sauces because the thinner, lighter noodles match the lightness of the sauce a little better than the other pasta. So if you're putting some, like, corkscrew pasta in that, you know, lovely little clam and linguine and clam sauce. So you have to do, like, linguine's not even good. Angel hair. It's a misnomer, linguine and clam sauce. You're doing it wrong.
Wow.
So I didn't know that. Fettuccine, I kind of knew this just because of when you
Alfredo
order it.
Alfredo sauce, right?
Yeah, it goes best with a light cream sauce like Alfredo.
Okay.
You can use spaghetti, too, because it's a little thicker.
Should have known it was you, Alfredo. Yeah.
Penne and other tubed-shaped pastas go best with sauces that are really meaty. So like a meatball and
meat sauce.
Yeah, meat sauce. Or like if you like to, I like to crush up my meatballs and then mush it all together. You do
meat
that
sauce.
With the penne and the tube-shaped pastas.
Ah.
And I had no idea, corkscrew pastas like rotini and fusilli go best with pesto because the grooves hold all the oil and herbs a little bit better.
Oh, and the little pine nuts.
You silly what I say?
You silly.
Oh,
so I'm going to have to, this is changing my my attitude about pasta because I'm going to have to apologize because I had had a long running conversation saying, hey, pastas, why all the different shapes?
Yeah, I heard that conversation and that's why I did this.
Okay, so now you know.
That's why raviolis are nice. You put it all inside a little ravioli.
Right,
that's
right. Exactly.
Yeah. It was really awkward though watching you yell at that little Italian grandmother.
This is the Lauren and Wiley Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wiley Show.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Bet You Didn't Know. Special feature here on the Lauren and Wiley Morning Show, and today is How Did SEAL Team 6 Get Its Name? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't have any SEAL Team 6 actual music.
This is pretty good.
But I thought this would be pretty appropriate. This is the A-Team.
I love it when a plan comes together, Lauren.
I know. Okay. So you would think, okay, how did SEAL Team 6 get its name? Well, it seems pretty obvious to me. The Navy had like 6, 7, 8 SEAL teams, and they went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep.
That makes sense.
Nope. The United States Navy did not even have one SEAL team until 1979. And in 1979, they went ahead and they developed the concept of the SEAL teams. But they only had two SEAL teams. But at the same time, they wanted to screw around with the Soviet Union, you know, our arch and mortal enemy at the time, and make them
glad that's changed.
Okay. and make sure that they thought we had just SEAL teams coming out the yin yang. So they named this is SEAL Team 1, and you guys, you're SEAL Team 6. And they thought, okay, the Soviet Union's going to think like we have 10, 12 SEAL teams just running around all over the world. And so that is how SEAL Team 6 got its name.
You know what? A buddy of mine actually did that.
Seal?
No. He had like a small like stereo company, and mm-hmm. he had one van, but he yeah. wanted to mess with the guy
yeah.
who had a stereo company in town, so he had magnetic numbers and he'd change them out on the van.
Really?
Yeah. So he's like, brilliant. Wow, this guy has a whole fleet of vans.
Oh, went, my God. That's
unbelievable. Amazing.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea.
Ladies and more, 1057 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.